there is a great problem. 40% of the world will most likely be born, live their life, and die without hearing the gospel. It's very specific. It's not just make disciples anywhere you want to, but it's make disciples of all the nations of the world. In Revelation 7:9, all nations, all tribes, all peoples, all languages will be surrounding the throne of God. That is very specific. And right now, 40% of the world is not represented around that throne.
I'm JT, and this is Seen and Heard. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is the place where we just can't help but tell others of what we have seen and heard God do in our lives and in the lives of those around us. On today's podcast, we're going to look at Launch Global, a training organization that connects the local church and their members to see church planting movements among unreached people groups across the globe. All right, let's jump into the show. Let's start with a little bit of the backstory of Launch Global. It actually started in 2005 when they were placing groups of believers into this year-long training cohort that with the desire to send more healthy, long-term laborers to the nations. Now, this process existed almost entirely outside of the local church until about 2011. It was then that Launch Global began partnering with the Austin Stone Community Church. In this partnership in Austin, it showed the essential value of partnering with the churches in order to send more people to the unreached. Connecting the local church body was the missing piece and resulted in explosive growth with an increase in believers seeking cross-cultural training. Now, since then, Launch Global has grown from only 4 employees to over 140, and they serve 22 local churches. Launch Global, as a staff, has sent over 500 global workers to the unreached since 2014. In Acts 13, we see how the local leaders of the church in Antioch, it says that they prayed and fasted and sought the Lord. And it was there that the Holy Spirit and the church set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work of ministry. And again, Launch Global exists to mobilize the church to develop laborers and leaders who will multiply healthy churches among unreached people groups. Launch Global is in 16 different cities across the U.S., partnering with over 22 churches, and this number is constantly growing. And so what is the reason for these groups? What they found is that it's about 47% of missionaries that go end up coming back within their first term, so within that first 3 or so years. For those people that have gone through one of our 9-month groups, it's only about 27% that return within that first term. So there is a large increase in people that stay in the field longer, and we prepare them to go there and be healthier and thrive in the field. Since Launch Global got started, they've trained and sent laborers to more than 60 countries. Nearly 1,900 churches have been planted by those that we've helped train. For those that join our 9-month groups, we work with each participant in 7 key areas to prepare them for the field. The first one is going to be team building. They're going to learn about their gifts or personality preferences and how they can work together within the team. Could you imagine if you had a heart to go overseas but had never actually worked within a ministry team before you went? This work and this training is so invaluable to give people the tangible and the practical experience here before they actually launch overseas. And when you're doing life together in such close proximity, you're going to have conflict. And that's the next thing that we help prepare people with, is how to resolve conflict here and in the field. Next is we want to pursue holiness and building character. You think that it's only about the tools and the strategies with being overseas, but the reality is, without abiding, without pursuing Jesus and humility and in community, and we're just spinning our own wheels. Instead, we are dependent upon the Holy Spirit to do the work, and that comes through pursuing holiness in community. We're going to learn about church planting and multiplication. This is, again, the practical tools that we're going to use on the field at the different stages of church formation and the strategies to multiply those disciples and churches. Following that, we're going to work on developing a ministry plan. We'll look into language learning and learning about the cultures that we're going to be stepping into and investigating different ministry opportunities. Then we'll walk the participants through. After they've picked their team, we'll look at agency selection and engagement. They'll get coaching on selecting the agency and team that aligns with their goals and strength. And then finally, we're going to talk about creating a team of partners to work together in this ministry that are here stateside to meet both financial and prayer needs. All right, let's look at what the practicals look like in our 9-month group and the day-to-day ministry that we're involved in. So as a part of our job, we have 7 buckets that we call the Super 7 that most tasks can fall into. The first one is overflow, which ultimately means abiding. We want to do this work from a place of surrender and dependence on the Holy Spirit, and we can't do that unless we're abiding. And so we want to be a team and a culture that is constantly seeking the Lord on our own and in community. This isn't something that we teach people to teach them, but this is something that we want to live out and model for others. The next one is professional development. As a part of this job, we're constantly needing to grow and learn and develop ourselves. And so the first year, professional development just looked like me understanding the role and what it is that I'm actually doing, and learning how to effectively schedule my time and manage my time. This year, I've been working a little bit more on what it looks like to see disciples made here in my context and using that as a strategy to help send laborers to the unreached, to help them do the work here before they actually go. Okay, next is discover. Discover, we call them disco meetings, and there's no shiny balls or John Travolta in the background. What this is a meeting to help them discover God's heart for the nations. We'll sit across the table from somebody or talk to somebody in a church lobby and just get to hear their story and what brought the nations on their radar in the first place. Or maybe it's not on there. And so being able to share God's heart for the nations with them in that meeting, we'll also walk with them and what their next steps could be. And we will continue to have these discover meetings as long as they're needed or as long as somebody is interested in pursuing next steps to the unreached. Next is develop. So this is typically with the people that are in our 9-month group or our GMC. We're working through the character issues, growing in our ministry strategy, our teamwork, how to resolve conflict, how to love each other in community. The develop bucket is primarily within our 9-month group. Now, it's not to say that as I'm having a discovery meeting with somebody that I won't share something to challenge them in some of their assumptions or call them to surrender more because Jesus is worthy. So it's like there's always develop going on. I always want to call somebody to more, to seek Jesus more, to take more steps. So develop is always there, but the bucket, I believe, is primarily for those that are within our 9-month groups. And then our next bucket is going to be deploy. How to connect our 9-month participants with teams and with organizations to actually see them go to the unreached. And this will typically happen sometimes during the 9-month group as we have team calls, and then we'll have individual calls. So initially it'll start as a big group and then we'll move to one-on-one where one participant will talk to a team leader. And at some point, they will continue to pursue and pray, and the team leader will raise questions and will continue to process until they'll say, man, I really feel like the Lord is leading me to this team. And from there, we'll connect them with that team leader, tell them their intentions, connect them to the organization, and help them go. Another large aspect of our job is support raising and staying connected with ministry partners. I mean, honestly, that is why I started to do this podcast, is because I want my support team to know what I do, to know what they're partnering with in the ministry that they're a part of, because this is such a joy and a privilege that I'm so thankful to get to do it. And I want y'all to know what's going on. And so we want to communicate and reach out to and talk and pray for our ministry partners. And then the last bucket is the team aspect, whether that's the people on my support team or the people on the mobilization team or teaming with local laborers, whether they're through the church or other people in the community. And so we want to work as a team to pursue lostness, to see the kingdom come here in our area, but also to see the kingdom come where no one has ever heard. So I want to give you an example of what this looks like. I remember when I first started in this role, I was in the lobby at our downtown congregation, and I was kind of shadowing another mobilizer. And we started talking to this one guy in the lobby, and he was a senior in college finishing up, and he expressed that he had interest in the nations. So the next step was to set up a discovery meeting. My coworkers invited me to attend because everything was new to me, and I'm just trying to learn. We met with him shortly thereafter and talked to him and trying to understand his interest for the nations and what led him to this point and what that actually means to him. My coworker walked with him throughout the year, and I met with him a couple times as well. And then at the end of that school year, he applied for our 9-month group or for GMC. We did an interview. We talked about the prereqs for joining the group. There's some readings and memorizing of Psalm 103. Just a quick note, if you don't know about Psalm 103, you should go read it, and I would highly encourage you to memorize it. It's so encouraging, and it just speaks the truth of the gospel over you, and it's good to get that in your heart and to remember it on those tough days. So anyways, so tell him about the prereqs. We have the interview. He gets accepted. And so this past year, he's been in my group, and we've got to walk alongside. He just got married, and so him and his new wife are looking to go overseas. They've had a few calls with the team in Southeast Asia, and they plan a vision trip over the summer. They'll go on that vision trip, meet with the team, continue to have calls with the team leader, and at some point, they will decide through prayer and in community if that's the team that they're going to go to. After that, they will apply for that position, if you will, for lack of a better term, and they'll interview with that team leader and some other leaders within the organization. And then they'll begin the process of onboarding. Somewhere in there, they will support raise, and there will be a timeline and tasks that they will need to get done before they launch. As a mobilizer, we will continue to walk with them through this entire process until they get on a plane to go to Southeast Asia. And honestly, I don't know how I would walk with them for the past year and into another year probably and not continue to follow up with them. We've done really close life together and partnered in ministry together. The great thing about these 9-month groups, and honestly, the hard thing about these 9-month groups, is these aren't just people. It's not just a project. I mean, these people, we love them. And I'm so thankful to get to do this with them and to get to partner with them to see the gospel go so that they could share the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news that you've probably heard all throughout your life. And there's people on the other side of the world that never even had that option. And how awesome, what a joy it is to be able to walk with this couple as they pursue this assignment overseas. And so that story is not all the way finished. God is always working in us to draw us closer to himself. And he also wants to know us deeper through shared activity with him, through ministry. I don't know if this is intriguing or interests you, or maybe you have a friend that is always talking about missions or you feel like should hear more. If that is you, I would love to connect with you. Right now, we're taking applications for next year's 9-month groups, and I would love nothing more than to help someone else take those steps to answer the call that God has put on each one of our lives to be an ambassador to the nations for the gospel. So if that's you, or if you're slightly interested or want to learn more, please, you can email me at jt.liner@launchglobal.org. And I'll get back to you. If you don't live in my area, we can Zoom. And it's very possible that we have another Launch Global church in your area or closer to you that I can connect you with as well. As I said last time, there is a great problem. 40% of the world will most likely be born, live their life, and die without hearing the gospel. You and I were both called to be ambassadors of the gospel, to make disciples of all nations. It's very specific. It's not just make disciples anywhere you want to, but it's make disciples of all the nations of the world, because in Revelation 7:9,
all nations, all tribes, all peoples, all languages will be surrounding the throne of God. That is very specific. And right now, 40% of the world is not represented around that throne. And he's called for you and I to be his ambassadors. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:20 that he is making his appeal to the world through you and through me. And so before you give yourself a pass or give your friend a pass, just know that this is all of our call. We are to work together as the body of Christ to see disciples made among all nations. It's not a suggestion. If this is not the aim of our Christianity, honestly, I think we need to reconsider, reevaluate. Jesus doesn't just want you to be a better version of you, to have a more comfortable life. He wants you to tell others. Why would we experience the joy and the freedom that comes through Jesus and not want to tell other people? And I understand that we're all in different stages, and maybe there are reasons why you can't go, but we can all participate. We should all be praying for those that we know that are overseas. As we're praying for them and as we're praying for the unreached, the Lord will hopefully stir our hearts for them, and we will want to tell other people about God's heart for the nations. Also, the Word of God says that our heart is where our treasure is. Guys, the majority of money that's given to missions actually goes to places where the gospel already is. We need to help support those that are going to the places that the gospel is not. There are so many different ways that we can support the gospel among the nations. It's not three options. It's not five options. It's an infinite amount of options. The Lord has given you freedom, and he's given you gifts to use for his kingdom and the expansion of his kingdom, and that his glory would cover the earth as the water covers the sea. And so how do you want to do that? How do you want to multiply the gifts and the talents that he's given you? He's not a harsh taskmaster. He wants you to participate with him in the expansion of his kingdom. Would you please pray about that? How does the Lord want to partner with you to fulfill the Great Commission among all nations? None of us get a pass. This is the mission of God. This is what he's doing today. How are we going to partner with him? Would you spend time praying about that today? And again, if you want to reach out to me, my email is jt.liner@launchglobal.org. I'm happy to connect you with the right person. I'm happy to meet with you, to get on a Zoom call, to pray for you, whatever it is that we need to do, because I want us to partner, to work together, to see his name among the nations. You have the light of the gospel. What a joy it is to be a part of giving that light to someone else. Man, speaking of that, this past weekend, we had a large group come over to our neighborhood, sharing the gospel, knocking on doors, seeing how we can pray for people. And it was so awesome. It was so encouraging. And there's so many stories from that day. And we're going to talk about that on the podcast. But actually, next time, we're going to listen to some 15-second testimonies. Some short testimonies from people that I know that have been so gracious to record themselves and send that to me. If you don't know what a 15-second testimony is, go back and check that out. I believe it was episode 5. I give you kind of the framework to work off of, and there's a link where you can send me a recording. I would love to share that with more. Again, remember, this podcast is called Seen and Heard. The reason why it's called that is because, guys, he's done miracles in your life. He's changed you. You used to be completely different, and now you are new. Why wouldn't you want to tell somebody about that? If once you lived a depressed and a hopeless life, and now you have hope and you have joy, not that you don't have bad days, but you have a hope in Jesus, why wouldn't you want to tell somebody about that? In Acts 4, verses 19 and 20, it's there that Peter and John tell the Pharisees and the religious leaders. They basically said, hey, look, guys, you do whatever you think you should do, but we can't help but tell others of what we have seen and heard God do in our lives. And we don't have to tell others just what God did in Peter and John's life. He wants us to tell them about what he's done in our lives. If God has blessed you, if God has answered a prayer recently, even if you don't send me your 15-second testimony, honestly, I don't care. You don't have to send it to me. It's just to be an encouragement to others. But tell somebody, tell a friend, tell a coworker. Bring the kingdom of God in that place by sharing something about the hope of Jesus with them. All right, guys,
don't know if you can tell, I'm super excited about this. I'm thankful for you and listening to this and getting this far. And again, next time we're going to listen to some of those 15-second testimonies here on the Seen and Heard podcast. This is the podcast where we just can't help but tell others of what we have seen and heard God do in our lives and in the lives of others. See you guys again next time.